This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين Always we will begin by praising and thanking Allah نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله We declare, we testify There is none worthy of worship besides you, Ya Allah And we send our love, our greetings and our salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم To his pious and his pure family, to his companions, and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. Ameen. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It's been a busy couple of weeks for some of us. For some of you, our kids are starting new grades. Some of them might be going from primary school to high school or to varsity. Some of you, like me, starting a new job. And you get to see new faces. And we, as a species, we are called insan. And one of the meanings of insan is that you cannot exist on your own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that we are a tribal people, societal people. We live in groups. And Islam gives us guidance of the type of associations, the type of connections we should have. In fact, Islam values, and we know this even now psychologically, the value of having good human interactions is more important. It's priceless. And when usually we have these conversations about choosing good friends and being in good company, we usually talk to our kids in school. Don't worry about, you know, sit in the front of the class. Don't be with the guys at the back. Avoid the guys who are smoking. But how much of our decisions as adults, the jobs we take, the cars we buy, the things we're interested in is based on social pressure. Where we put our kids in school, where we're going to go out for the weekend, it is to compete or to match with the tribe that we're in. And therefore, Islam gives you guidance to tell you about the consequences of choosing good friends, good company, and if you choose the wrong tribe. In a beautiful hadith, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions a concept of the soulmate. Well, not one person, you know, the soulmate in the Western culture is you have this one person that you fall in love with and that is your husband or your wife. Well, Islam has a similar concept, but it's soul friends. The Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith in Bukhari that the souls were created in batches. Allah created souls in batches. And they are like soldiers in a regiment, in a battalion. And so Allah created this group of souls and then they were spread all over the world. This group came to South Africa, one came to South Africa, one went to China, one went to wherever. And so you were all made in the soul factory in this batch. And so he says, those whom you recognize, so when a person recognizes somebody of that similar batch, they get along very well. And I'm sure you've met someone, you're like, I haven't met you, but it's like I could spend time forever. We just get along so perfectly. We click, we have the right chemistry. So there's this concept in Islam. And those whom they don't recognize, which means the souls are not from the same cloth or the same batch, they pass each other. It might be your brother, might be your sibling. You grew up, but you could never have a great relationship. We're just so different. It's possible. And so the Sharia tells you that you will have deep connections with people instinctively based on a type of soul connection. And choosing correctly and having a good social circle and making good friends, like we spoke about last week, it is a means by which you can enter Jannah. You don't have to enter Jannah only through tahajjud or fasting. Being a very good friend might be the reason why you enter Jannah. In a beautiful hadith in Muslim, the Nabi also mentions a man who went to visit his brother, meaning his friend, not his biological brother. He went to another town. He went on a road trip to go and visit his friend. And so Allah sent an angel to meet on the way. And this person bumps into the angel. The angel is in the form of a man. And so the angel asks this man, where are you going? So he said, I'm going to see my friend in this town. And so the angel asks him, are you doing this because he's done? Have you done any favor to him? And you expect some repayment? Do you want some monetary gain from this trip? He said, no, I'm just going to express my love for him, to go and socialize with him because I miss him. And for the sake of Allah, to be a good friend. And so the angel then says to the man, I am an angel sent by Allah, and to inform you that Allah loves you as you love your friend. That, subhanAllah, you make a date with your girlfriends, or your, when I say girlfriends, sisters, girlfriends, not guys here, or your male friends, to have a boys' night, whatever, halal, sharia-compliant boys' night out, to talk and to connect, and you get rewarded for that. And Allah loves that. And you are actually a means by which you enter Jannah. Islam also teaches us that to be friendly and to show good nature is a level of your iman. And I find this conversation happens many times. People will say, you know, I don't like salih people because they're like the worst in terms of character. They're the first people in the saf, and no offense to the guys here, I know you're not like that, but they're first in the saf, but they're the worst people outside. There's something wrong with your iman if it's like that. The Nabi says, the believer, a person who has true iman, is friendly in his demeanor. He's friendly with everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, with someone, rich, poor, whoever it is, he's friendly. If you were to ask anyone, your co-worker, your employee, your boss, describe Ahmad, they'll say he's a friendly, he's a cheerful person. He's a friendly guy, a friendly person, and he's easy to befriend. People want to be friends with him. And then the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no goodness, there's no khair, there's no goodness in a person who is neither friendly, he's not, has no good demeanor, and people don't want to be around him. And the best people are those people who are benefit to others. They are always ready to help each other. That is the best of people. So while we are friendly to everybody, Islam also teaches us, and this is maybe the conversation we have with our kids, with ourselves, when we choose our peer group, to be selective in those we bring very close to us. So we're friends with everybody. But when we talk about suhbah, sahaba, those who accompany us, those who are involved in our lives on a day-to-day, those who impact us, there we need to be selective. And so Allah says in Surah Kaf, which we all know the ayah, Allah says to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says, keep yourself busy, keep yourself contented, stay with the people who think about, who are engaged with their Lord in the morning and the evening, only seeking Allah's pleasure. Allah says to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you busy yourself with a company of people that seek Allah's pleasure. وَلَا تَعْدُ أَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And never take your eyes off them. SubhanAllah, Allah is saying, don't even look beyond them. Don't look beyond the people who are worshipping Allah, who are in a process of being closer to Allah, seeking and being misled by the glitter of this life. And Allah says, وَلَا تُعْمَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُ فُرُطًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and avoid people whose hearts are empty of my remembrance. People who have no focus of Allah in their life, who have nothing of wanting more, of being a better person, Allah says avoid them because their entire life is hawa. They just follow the next desire, the next enjoyment. This, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ فُرُطًا, and their affairs are of no use. And we need to be selective because our friends impact us. Every single one of us here are impacted by our friends. So what WhatsApp group you're in, and the one that you're most active in, I don't know, maybe it's the family chat. I hope it's not the work chat that's keeping you busy. Or the sports chat, or the, I know some car enthusiast chats get crazy. But the social groups that you're in will impact you. And we know this hadith where the Nabi says, the example of a good friend and a bad friend. The good friend is like the person who sells perfume. Just being around him, you're going to smell nice. You're going to pick up his habits. You're going to pick up his good characteristics. He will either give you some perfume. You will actually acquire a skill from that person. So this guy knows how to use, I don't know. And it's not only deen. We're not only talking deen. Maybe your good friend, he's the person who is the master at Excel or PowerPoint, whatever. And just by being with him, you're going to learn a trick or two. And if you don't get a skill from him just by being in his company, you will start smelling good. He'll brush off on you. And the likelihood, and the Prophet says, and the likeness of a bad friend is like somebody who is working with smoke and fire. If you get too close to him, his bad habits will burn you. You will pick up his bad habits or her bad habits. You will start speaking like them. You will start thinking like them. And even if you don't pick up their bad habits, it doesn't burn you, just by being in their company, it will have a negative connotation on you. You will be part of, oh, you, oh, so-and-so is friends with that group. It's just human nature. The Prophet ﷺ says even more scary. It's very, very scary for every one of us to think about. Think about our kids. Think about the schools they're going to go to, the friends they're going to bring home. The Prophet says, a person is on the deen of his khalil. You will be on the religion of your best friend. If you have a BFF, you've got a special friend or a special group of friends, most likely your iman is the average of that group. So if the group is a very pious group, most likely you will go along with the group. If the group is a very naughty group, you will be also on that level. That's the Nabi's. Most people are on the deen, on the way of life of their khalil. So look at who your friend is. Look at who your best friend is. He says that the best of friends, if you want to ask, who should I befriend and take someone into my confidence? He tells you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a good friend is somebody that helps you in remembering Allah. What this means is, he helps you to be a good person. He helps you to be a better husband, a better student, a better employee. So when you want to do something good, he encourages you. And he reminds you when you forget. When you're off the path, where you've done something wrong, he gives you a good reminder and you come back. And he gives you good advice. So when you're doing good, he helps you. When you're doing bad, he reminds you. And when you're confused, what should I do? He gives you good counsel. You can go to him or her and they'll give you good advice. And he says, your friends, the believers, are like the bricks, one enforcing another. You should ask yourself, we all have friends. Am I like that to my friend? Do I support them in a time of need? Do I encourage them when they're down? And am I the person that they can lean on and support when they're going through difficulty? Another hadith, and there's so many hadith on friendship. The Prophet says, the believer is a mirror to his brother. What does that mean, a mirror? That when you want to, when they go off course or they need to be corrected, you give them a reflection of what they should be. So, you know, you look at the mirror and you straighten yourself out. So your friend is that mirror. The mirror is not there to judge you, but it'll tell you, you put on a few pounds. You know, it's just between the two of us, but you know, something's out of place. So your friend is that confidant, that person that gives you sound advice, even when it's bitter, even when you don't like to hear it, but he's going to give you that advice for your sake because he loves you more than than the companionship. Your betterment is more important. Then the Prophet says, the worst of friends. Now think of your social circles. And in many times, and we have to say this, the Prophet stressed this with women in particular. Sometimes our friends make us feel bad about ourselves. We go there, they put us down. It's a competition. You actually feel worse by meeting them. The Nabi says, the worst of people are those who, when you meet them, what they do is they talk and they gossip about others. The entire social interaction is to speak badly about other people. And that they are a negative influence in relationships. They cause disruption in relationships. They make the husband goes and spends time with the group, and then he was fine with his wife. Now some, you know, speaking to his friends, oh, your wife is like this and like that, and now he sees problems in his relationship. And the same with the wives. So he says a bad friend is someone that gossips about others, that causes animosity within relationships, and they wish hardship on others. They don't want good for you. When you go forward, they make you feel negative about yourself or someone else. They actually bring you down. And you find a lot of people, they are in groups like that. And we should talk to our kids and say, sometimes being with a popular group makes you feel terrible. Makes you feel bad. What is best for you and your development? And sadly, it continues even whether you are 7 or 17 or 70, this still continues, subhanAllah. So the consequences, and there's two ayat I share with you, which gives you or an ayah that really tells you about the consequence of a bad friend. Allah says in the Quran, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. And on the day when the wrongdoers will bite on their hands, they will bite their hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي. They say, oh, woe to me. Like, what did I do? يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَا رَسُولِي سَبِيلًا. Why? How stupid I was. Why didn't I listen to the Anbiya? Why didn't I walk the path of the Anbiya? Ya waylata, oh woe to me, how I regret. Laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Woe to me, how I wish I had never taken you as my friend. On Qiyamah, groups of people will sit with one another and they will blame each other because of you. I did things out of peer pressure. I did things which were detrimental to me. I knew they were wrong. But it was just because we were in the group, why did I take you as a friend? You are of no benefit to me. You have no purpose to me. You only caused wrong to me. So be conscious that one of your biggest regrets, one of the biggest regrets that we could have on the day of Qiyamah is because of the friends that we have. And I almost want us to think very carefully and dearly about the people we're going to meet this weekend, or the people we have plans with. Are they really good for me? Do they bring benefit to my deen? Do they bring benefit to my worldly affairs? Is there any financial benefit? Some people, they're bad for your deen, they're bad for your health, they're bad for your money. Like, why am I even in this relationship? And it's one of the people that's going to really influence you in your life. These are the people you can choose. Look, you can't choose your parents. You can't choose your children. Your colleagues and co-workers, they're almost situational because you're in that environment, you meet them and you're cordial with them. But the friends that you bring home, that's your choice. These are the people you have the right to bring in or exclude. And so think very carefully. So this is a bad friend. On the day of Qiyamah, imagine, subhanAllah, some people are going to say, why did I ever be friends with you? You were a complete, you've ruined me. Then you have the other side in a hadith which I love so much. It's a very, very, very long hadith, but this part is probably my favorite part of the hadith. Now in Qiyamah, there are stages. There are steps. Let's give some context to this hadith. And this hadith tells you about a lot of the stages of Qiyamah. The one stage is the deeds are being presented. I mean, that's a scary moment where you're going to get your mark, like your life, it's going to be presented to you. Then it's going to be weighed, and you're going to be judged whether you succeed, failed, or passed. Once you've got your results, you must cross over the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. And every man is going to run, depending on your deeds, how good you are. And everything is happening in batches. You're not alone. You are in a group. So you're with people you know. And so imagine this moment, you rush and you stumble and you cross over the Sirat. Once you make it on the other side, you've made it. Now it's Jannah. So you made it over. You're happy. You're cheering. I've made it. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to Jannah. And you turn around and your friend that was with you is gone. He fell. It's not there. And this is where the hadith comes in. The Nabi says, I swear by Allah, I swear by the one whose hand is my life, who holds my life, there will be none more eager to claim their rights or to claim or to argue, meaning there'll be no people more argumentative on Qiyamah. No one is going to be more with whom? With Allah. No one is going to be more bristant in arguing with Allah than the believers on account for their brothers who are in Jahannam. Now, I want you to imagine this. Do I have a friend like this who will cross the Sirat, pass Jahannam, see Jannah, is about to get to Jannah, and he says, I'm not going to go, I'm going to turn around and go back over the Sirat and speak to Allah. Do we have friends like that? He's going to go back and he's going to argue with Allah. So the Prophet said, no one is more argumentative than a believer who will come back and argue to Allah. And he will say, oh Allah, this person who was with me, I vouch for him. He used to fast Ramadan with us. We passed together. We had bukat together. I saw him the Tarawih together. We made salah together. I know he's a haji. He went on hajj. How is he in Jahannam, Ya Allah? And he will continue to argue. Then Allah will really test this man's friendship. And Allah will say, now go into Jahannam. You go into Jahannam and find him. Now who's going to walk through a burning house for you? Now, this is a measure of friendship. So Allah will say, now go into Jahannam. Go find him and take him out. And they will enter Jahannam and take out those whom you recognize. Then this person would enter Jahannam, but the fire won't burn them. And they would take out as many people that they see. No, you were also in the masjid. Oh, that Buddha, I remember from the masjid. And Allah will allow them to take out as many as they want. Now, how many of us have friends like this? How many of us? And that's what the scholars mention. When you choose a friend, think of your janazah. Think of who you want to stand and make salah behind you. Whose dua is going to be of value when the day you die? Who are the people you want to carry to your qabr and put you in the grave? And who's going to make dua for you when you're not there? Are they even making dua for you now that you're alive, when you're going through difficulty? And this is sort of when we're starting a new chapter and you meet new characters in the chapter of your life. There's always good, bad, and the ugly. Make sure you choose people that is going to benefit you in the dunya and the akhirah. May Allah bless us to be in the best of people, in the company of the best of people. And may Allah grant us all to enter Jannah together. Just a few announcements. Firstly, last week we had Our orphan outing, and we say Jazakallah Khair to all those who sponsored and support. There were many of you that sponsored one or two or three orphans. We were able to take them to the aquarium. We say thank Jazakallah Khair, thank you to the aquarium for hosting the orphans, Unicab, the companies that helped us, Unicab and Fox Transport, and the Super Park skating park here at the V&A. It's a great place to bring your kids, so we say Jazakallah Khair for them for hosting us. The second announcement is we are launching our Hajj and Umrah guide. And we hope, inshallah, for those who have been on Hajj and Umrah, you know that you just want a nice reference book. Where do I go? What do I do? You don't want it like an encyclopedia, but you also want enough just to go by. So we are launching a brand new Hajj and Umrah guide, which we hope would be, and we hope that people are going to take this on Hajj with them. They're going to stand on Arafah and they take out the Buranul guide. What dua do I make here? What dua do I make there? So if anybody, this is sort of like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, if you'd like to sponsor a page for a family member who have passed away, or a company that likes to take out a page, a sponsorship, well, there's an opportunity there. So as an individual, you can take out a page on the Salih Sawab of my grandmother. You never know, someone takes that page with them on Hajj, on Arafah, and they open, oh, auntie so-and-so passed away. Let me make a dua for her. 300 rand, I think it's a very... So I think it's going to go fast, so please, inshallah, those who are keen. I think we only have about a week left or so, inshallah, so please just let us know. And then lastly, the 3rd of Feb, Saturday the 3rd of Feb, we have a first aid training course. Usually this course goes for about 1,000 rand. They're giving us a discount through the mosque. So if you want to learn first aid, I think if you're a muallima or a teacher or anything like you deal with people or the first aid captain of the work, come. There's a discount, inshallah, and you will get a certificate. So it's an official certificate in terms of first aid training. So whoever's interested, please let us know, inshallah. And all donations are welcome. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ursaleen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.